Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It didn't go well last night. Game one for the Cavaliers against the Indiana Pacers. Cavs fell behind, got it together, then lost. The fact that they got it together, then lost. Is that a huge concern here, folks? Is that a problem? Is that something that just didn't sit right? That, to me, is the takeaway if I'm the Indiana Pacers, where I think, okay, yeah, we can win this series. And they're supposed to feel that way. I think they must think, we can win this series. We had a great start. We had a great start. And then they came back, and we knew they would. And we took their best and then won the game. And didn't just win the game. We won it going away with a 20-10 run to close it out. If I'm Indiana, that's why I'm confident for game two. Folks, how does that sit with you? 216-474-0092. And if you're the Cavs, what do you do in game two, Andy, to make sure that you play better in any way you can play better? How would you in game two?
Well, do I have Darius? That's the first place we got to start.
Don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow.
At this point,
is this conversation based on Darius or not having Darius?
It's based on the Cavaliers the way they are right now.
Hmm.
And that means you have an all-star point guard with a bum big toe. Whether even if he plays, he's going to have a bum big toe. You ever had your big toe messed up?
Yeah, it's called the Sergeant Hulk, isn't it? He's like the big toe.
It's really difficult to walk if your big toe's messed up.
Little gout?
Never had gout.
Mm. Little gout, you got to do what? Cherry juice if you got gout. It's the word on the street.
I wouldn't know.
Word on the street, cherry juice. Yeah. First of all, they just need to be more proficient from beyond the three-point line. They need to move the ball a little bit more. I don't know if they can get back faster on defense than they did yesterday. I thought they were pretty good. Yeah. And I know we had the one caller that was complaining about it, but you know, they didn't spend a lot of time when they were on the ground, laying on the ground, trying to get back on D. I saw guys, you know, get hit and get back. I wish they would maybe play a little bit tougher. I thought Indiana was much more physical than we were. I also thought Indiana got a couple calls that were like, really? And I also thought that we didn't get some calls, but it's not why they lost, man. I'm not blaming the referees on this one. They've got to hit shots, and you're right. The shot distribution has to be significantly different because it didn't work.
You think it does?
Yeah, it just didn't work.
I think it has to be different as well. I'm not going to sit here and bank on 50 shots out of two guards. I'm not going to bank on 60 shots out of three guards if Darius is able to go. Or maybe even 50 shots out of three guards if it's Darius and Ty Jerome and Donovan. I think the big guys, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, are an edge the Cavaliers have in this series, Dan. And I don't think they did a good job of exploiting that last night.
I think we all need to also take a deep breath on something.
On what?
Sergeant Hulka?
I highly doubt that Andrew Nembhard is going to go 5 of 6 from three again. That's a guy who's a 27% three-point shooter during the season.
Except
I highly doubt he's going to go 5 of 6 from three.
Except for one thing.
I highly doubt Ben Mathurin.
You are getting accepted.
3 of 5 from three.
You need to listen to when he says except for.
Nay, nay.
You need to listen.
Nay, nay. I have to make point.
Except
for
one thing.
I highly doubt that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to go 9 for 38 from three again.
Except for one thing.
Okay.
Here it comes. Yours.
The only way that Indiana shoots that well again, they were 53% on three-pointers.
Right.
And you listed guys who clearly outshot their coverage.
Right.
Coverage is the key word. Cavs didn't have much. Right? Cavs didn't have much. If the Cavs are going to let Indiana have those kinds of open looks, they're going to shoot the ball well. NBA players hit most of their open looks. And the Cavs gave them open looks all night, but now let's give Indiana credit. Indiana created those open looks with great spacing, great ball movement. They really did. And if the Cavs don't figure that out, I think they're going to have an issue. But I think they'll figure that out. I just didn't think the Cavs' defense was very good against Indiana getting down the floor so quickly.
It was crummy communication on a lot of different things that took place in pick and rolls all over the place. And I think the Cavaliers in the second half cleaned some of that up. I think you will have a practice of cleaning that up as well.
During that third quarter stretch, especially.
And, yeah. And averages are averages, guys. And I think Indiana was a little out in front of their skis. And so we will see what game two looks like. I'm not freaking out.
You're not worried at all?
You're not worried
a little even?
No.
Shouldn't be.
Do you see a path for Indiana to take it?
I saw a path in the very beginning. I thought it was going to be Cavs in 6 or 7. I'm not freaking it in the slightest because, A, Indiana's good, but, B, you look at this as like, okay, you guys are a little out over your skis right here. Like, when averages come back and regression takes place, both positive and negative, let's see what this looks like.
Not if the Cavs don't fix it defensively. Matt's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, good, thank you.
Good, good. So I'm not freaking out either, right? But you're spot on, Jeff. We gotta switch up our coverage. Dean Wade's just too slow. He's big. He's got the height. We need that height. Let's get Jalen Tyson out there. Let's see what he can do. We gotta move some stuff around. Sam Merrill and Max Strus can combine for what, 10 points or 12 points or something like that. You can't have that from your starting backcourt. We gotta move some stuff around.
If you're going to play big minutes, you got to produce a little bit, right? Not on both ends of the floor. I agree with you on that, Matt. All right, Matt, thank you very much. Tom is in Moreland Hills. Tom called 216-474-0092. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
I heard a guy on the Jody Mack show last night who really made a lot of sense to me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who he is, but he was awesome.
Well, thanks.
Jeff Phillips?
I liked it. That's the name. That's
it
right.
Was
that's
Jeff Phillips, yes.
Better than P Helps.
It's true.
You did a really nice job, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
And I want to tell you, I think that when the Cavs play their best ball, they're a better team than Indiana. I think last night's the first night I've seen us get out coached the whole year. And I can't tell you what it was, but our rotations did not seem to be the right move, and generally he puts in the right guys. I think he's a phenomenal coach. I just think we lost last night and we could not get rhythm. We could not get our spacing together. On defense, you hit upon it. They were wide open. And I don't understand how that could happen, because we have good defensive players, and with Garland out, our defense should be even better. I want Garland in there, but our defense should be airtight. There's no excuse for it not to be. That's all I got to say today.
All right, Tom. Thanks, Tom. You know, my thought on the three-point shot. I think I don't like the 3-point shot in the NBA at times because guys shoot threes who aren't good at shooting threes because of the analytics involved. And I understand why they do it, and I understand why coaches want it. You know, it used to be guys who shot three-pointers were really good at shooting threes. Now guys shoot three-pointers because the analytics say three is more than two, and if we blah, 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 blah. The Cavs have some decent three-point shooters. And again, I think Dan nailed it. Like Evan Mobley was 2 of 5 on threes. Well, that's fine. You know, that's about what you'd expect for Evan. But Donovan was 1 of 11. I've never thought Donovan is a great three-point shooter, but he's a good three-point shooter.
He's better than 1 for 11.
He's certainly better than 1 of 11. Max Strus gets hot, and man, he can take over a game. He was 2 of 8 on threes, and he put up only one shot that was not a three-pointer last night. He was 2 of 9. I would think Max shoots better than that moving forward. And the bench, other than Ty Jerome, you didn't get a whole lot out of Isaac Okoro or Dean Wade. And DeAndre Hunter, I thought, was more than solid. I hope DeAndre's okay. Chris Fedor was with us earlier in the show.
He hit hard. He hit that floor hard.
He sure did. Chris has a piece out now.
But that wasn't a foul. No. What? Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
It was weird because the refs let him play last night. And let me say on both sides.
But early on, like, there was the one call. I can't remember. Like, somebody got touched in the back. I mean, like, barely touched in the back and went flying. But they're like, oh, you'll get that call all the time because they're in the air. And I was like, I don't even think he touched his jersey. But it looked like it. And so, I don't know. There was just if it was inconsistent, it was inconsistent for both teams. If that's the way you want to look at it, or if it was consistent, it was consistent for both teams. So I can't sit here and complain about the referees. I can't. I know fans were frustrated early on, but I was too. I'm not going to lie.
The aspect of it, and Dan, I agree with you. I don't think there's any reason for concern here. I thought going into this series that it would go 6 or 7. That means I think Indiana's going to win at least 2 games. They could win 3 games.
Yeah, but what happens if they win 2 right out of the gate?
Well, then you got an issue, don't you?
Yeah.
And I always, you don't think of it this way, but I think this is the way to think about it. Let's just say Indiana jumps out and wins 2 games. If they happen to win game 2 tomorrow, you think, okay, well, the Cavs still have a chance. Yeah, but they have to win 4 of the next 5 games, and 3 of them would be in Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the numbers get rough, because the Pacers would then have to win 2 of the next 5. Cavs would have to win 4 of the next 5 games. And that sounds like no problem at all, except, you know, because that happens all the time in the regular season. You know, you might win 2, then you win 4 of the next 5. Except the team you have to do that against just beat you twice at home.
Yes.
There's the issue.
So do I ask the million-dollar question, then? Is this a must-win? I say yes.
It's pretty dang close.
Yeah, I don't know how it can't be a must-win. Yeah,
it's pretty dang close to that. I would be very surprised if the Cavs don't win tomorrow night. Would you? I'd be very surprised if they don't pull off a win over Indiana tomorrow night.
I don't know if I'm surprised is the right word.
You don't think you'd be surprised if they lose? I'll be surprised if they lose tomorrow.
If they lose a game by a bucket at the buzzer, I'm not going to be surprised.
I'd be surprised if they lose, period, tomorrow. I think the team is too good to lose the first two games.
I don't want them to lose. I don't want to be down
0-2,
but I'm just... I
expect them to come back and play a much, much, much better game and to even the series at 1, sending it to Indiana.
Especially for a team that was 34-7 at home, you know? They didn't lose many games at home this year.
No, that's true. They were
able to take advantage of the home court. I don't know if you're going to get a better crowd than what they had last night either.
Oh... I don't mean to poo-poo that. Cav basketball playoff crowds have been outstanding since 2003. Okay? They were outstanding in the 90s. They were outstanding in the 70s. Our fans support great basketball, and the Cavs have played great basketball this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, NBA playoff basketball is just great. I think it's great theater. It's great drama. I love watching, Andy, the strategy that goes into an NBA playoff series from game to game. And I think strategizing-wise, play on the court-wise, Indiana won everything yesterday. They came in with a great game plan. And the fact that they didn't wilt after the Cavs made their run, very impressive. Now we see how the Cavs adjust. And I think that that's one reason. You asked Dan during the break, are you panicking at all? You feel any panic? Dan said no. And I don't think any Cavs fan should feel any panic at all. It's a seven-game series. You have to win four. Pacers got the first one, and they did a great job of it. But let's see what happens tomorrow night in game two.
I don't know how you can't have a little bit of sense of panic in your heart a little bit. I mean, look, they took an early lead. Cavs came back. Now, if you want to think, well, Garland is a difference, then maybe I wouldn't panic. I don't know.
Well, you might panic because he might not play.
Well, I'm saying that if he plays, then maybe that changes your mind. I don't know, man. They looked good yesterday. Indiana looked really good yesterday, and they had no qualms about, you know, staying poised at the end of the game, enough so that they were able to come back and just, you know, not only take the lead, but hang out of the league for good in the second half. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried.
Are you really?
Yeah, if they go down 0-2, we're toast.
Well, that's no, I wouldn't even say that, but I would say you're sure in big trouble.
I mean, you're talking about winning, you know, all these games in Indiana. Oh, okay, was that our new home court? I feel way better at home than I do on the road.
You'd have to win two in Indiana, just like Indiana won two in Cleveland. If they happen to win tomorrow night, you can do
that. Yeah, but they don't have to. They just win their games at home, and it's over.
True, but that's the way it is for anybody.
When you lose a game one, yeah, I don't know. I thought Quinn Buckner made a good point, too, about...
Who was with us, by the way, at noon. If you missed that interview, go back and listen to it on our website, 92.3thefan.com, or the Odyssey app.
That they were playing varsity basketball against Milwaukee while we were a varsity team playing against the JV team in the first round.
In Miami?
Yeah, and that we weren't prepared, not because the coaching staff or not because the players weren't prepared, but... Because the battle they had to go through to get here got them ready to take down the number one team in the East. You know, they win tomorrow, or they win game two, then everything's good, right? Everything's good. Yeah, you're back to one. Okay, I can feel it. Sure, you got to get a win there, but it's all right. But I don't know. That Indiana looked good. I can't say it enough. Like I don't have the words to kind of. Am I panicking? No. Am I fearful? Yes. How's that sound?
All right, I'll go with that. Ken's in Westlake. Hey, Ken, welcome.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I watched the game, most of it, but there's the passing of the Pacers was impressive. It was crisp. It was on time. And they were getting a little bit better shots than we were getting. But we shot 23%. They shot 59% from three-point range.
53 for the game.
Was 53 for the game?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I read a line was 59. But anyway, it was a 19-point swing in three-point plays. That's hard to replicate. Indiana's a great team. I still like our chances, but it's going to be a dogfight.
I would agree with you, Ken. I think it's going to be a good series. People underestimate – I've always thought this. People underestimate NBA teams. If you're a team that finishes in the top five in a conference, I mean, you've got some talent. You're pretty good. You know, these guys know how to play the game in Indiana.
And they have experience, too.
Yeah, Indiana, certainly. And they beat New York after beating Milwaukee last year. Those are two tough outs, and they did a nice job. Bill's in Parma. Bill, welcome.
Hey, a great program. You guys have enjoyed the discussion.
Thanks.
The problem that I saw last night was that Indiana is very comfortable going full court 90 mile an hour.
Yeah.
And that's not our game. That just is not our game. And so as long as it's a story in life, if you're playing the other guy's game, there's greater chance that they're going to beat you. So if we continue seeing our team running up and down the court with Indiana, there's a high likelihood they could end up beating us. And again, we know what we need to do. We need to have Mobley get the ball more. We need to be in the paint more. Yesterday, we did have more points in the paint than they did, but we were relying too much on the three-point. The other part is I worry about there's a kind of a thought process that Mitchell clutches in these games. And then there's the thing that happens where the guy will say, like Mitchell or Garland, I got to show people that I can do it. And the next thing you know, they're shooting 33 shots a game. And that plays into something I worry about. But the last one was, I think Mitchell's injured. And the reason I say that is I was watching him running down the court to play defense, and he couldn't extend his leg. He was trotting.
Are you talking about later in the game, like maybe early fourth quarter, Bill?
That's right.
Yeah,
I
thought the same thing. He went down hard, and I wonder if that was it and it was something he can shake off. But I thought the same thing. It's like, that guy's not right.
Yeah, but I hope you're right too, Jeff, because offense, he seemed to be able to ignore it. But if he had to go full bore down on defense to get somebody on a fast break, he struggled. But anyway, hey, listen, I really appreciate your show.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I last night, DeAndre Hunter went down, and you thought, man, is that guy dinged up? I mean, he looked like a couple of times, ooh, that looks like it could be more serious than go sit down and catch your breath. I was a little concerned about Donovan in the exact same time when Bill was talking about when he was concerned. It's like, okay, that doesn't look right, as he was going up and down the floor. The aspect of this with Indiana, and I pointed it out last week, the Cavs defense better be good, because though the Cavs, great in scoring all season long, over 122 points a game, Pacers put up 117 a game. I mean, they can score the basketball. And you saw the way they like to play, man. That make or miss, they're getting that ball. Their first thing is look down the floor. Look down and see what's there. And if there's an opportunity, get that ball down the floor and get it down there fast, Andy.
Well, they don't let you breathe. Are you going to hit a bucket? They're going to have it back down the floor in seconds. I mean, if you watched yesterday's game, I was wondering early on if they were going to be able to, if the Cavs would be able to hang at the pace that they were able to do. They don't sit around and let you celebrate. If you're not back on D, you're in trouble. We had a couple phone calls or a phone call early on in the show saying, especially on plays where there was a no call and a player looks at the referee, is like, where's the call? Meantime, it's 5-on-4 back on the other side because you decided you want to sit and talk to the referee instead of getting back on defense. So some things are going to have to change. I don't know. Are you messing with the lineup at all? Does it matter?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not, well, if Darius is back, obviously you're putting him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. the guys that you played last night are the guys that helped you get the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, they're in your front court. Donovan, and you could tweak it. The only tweak you could make, I think, if you wanted to, you could start DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, why not?
And I don't think that's a bad idea. Sam Merrill played only 18 minutes, so it's not like Sam was out there for 35 minutes and DeAndre wasn't. DeAndre played 30 minutes last night. It's just, would you like that at the start of the game, having the length on the wing, maybe up against, well, I would think he would probably be on either Halliburton, you know, playing the point, or maybe on Nesmith, who's 6'6". Because you're probably going to have Jared Allen on Turner, right? And you're going to have Evan Mobley on Siakam, I would think,
yeah,
for the most part. So I don't think I would change anything other than maybe starting DeAndre Hunter if Garland can't go. Tim is in Medina, home of the Bees. Tim, what's
up? Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up, guys? So you guys are talking about, you know, being concerned or scared that we lost game one. I think I would be a little bit more concerned if we lost game two going into Indiana. Because, you know, we shot pretty bad. We defended okay. I think, you know, we give up a lot of points a game, you know, during the regular season. But I don't see Indiana sustaining the shots that they were making. And even if we came back and we did win that game, we were close, and we sneak out that victory, I would not like going into Indiana on a loss.
Had they flipped it? If the Cavs had won game last night, then lose game two.
Yeah, if we snuck out game one and we won game one, we're not going to sweep them. There's no way. But going into Indiana, winning game two with all that momentum, huge. Losing game two, going into Indiana, not so great. I mean, you're going into game one, coming off a long break. They were playing sluggish. They looked sluggish. So,
how much of that do you think is the break after Miami? Anyone wanted to challenge that at all?
I don't buy that a whole
lot. Well, Quinn Buckner kind of alluded to that.
I know. I've never been a big believer. These guys work so hard and play so long of a season. And Tim, thank you. Then I think the rest is more beneficial than it is detrimental.
I don't know. 36-25 is what they got outscored in the first quarter. So, I mean, they came back in the second. They came back in the third.
Well, they didn't bother to play much defense in that first quarter.
Well, that's because you were sitting on your laurels because you were destroying Miami. And Indiana was playing, you know, unbelievably hard because of the challenge they just had against Milwaukee.
Or maybe just because they were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road in game one.
Maybe. That's a good point.
Thank you. Jason Solon. Hello, Jay.
What's up, y'all? Grayso, as always.
Hey, Jay.
I'd rather talk about Solon United soccer, but I'll entertain y'all. Talk about basketball.
Nice.
Okay.
Two things. Donovan Mitchell got to stay off the ground. I don't know how many times he expects to land on that court and not be injured. I understand that he has to make plays for the team, and he found out dropping the ball it was working, but he has to stay on his feet. And two, the coach is going to have to use the whole bench. This is where we have to utilize people like Tristan Thompson and people to put other people in foul trouble when others won't have to. And you got to use the whole bench to beat this Indiana team. That's all I have for today.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Cavs played a lot of guys all in the regular season. Obviously, with Darius hurt, that changed things a little bit yesterday.
I got a little bit of news here, gentlemen. It's going to break your hearts.
Uh-oh.
You ready? LeBron James on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight.
Oh!
LeBron not at the Met Gala.
Will they cancel the gala?
I mean, is it a gala with him or without?
Just a Met then at that point.
It's just a Met. You're just holding a Met.
The one thing about the Met Gala, it is a physically exerting event.
Oh, yes.
So I can understand how a bum knee could keep you out of that thing.
Wow.
You just cued Andy to be Sap Boy.
I know. Do you want me to read the rest of the tweet?
Not really.
You may.
I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on. Hate to miss an historical event.
Was he being honored?
I don't know. My beautiful, powerful queen will be there holding the show.
Glad that someone from the James family will be representing.
Oh, that's yes. Nice.
In this tough moment for everyone.
Prayer hands. Prayer hands.
Well, he's 40. You don't want that knee to fall off. Well,
emoji with a halo.
Get to get that knee to heal up.
A heart. And then I don't know what these other ones mean. Did you see that?
It's a damn shame.
It's a star.
It's a damn shame.
Sorry, LeBron.
It's a damn shame.
He's just not going to be able to go to the Met Gala. Who are the Mets playing there?
Can't have anything nice.
It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.